感谢我们诗班这个两首很动人的诗歌。
Thank our adult choir for offering two beautiful hymns.
我们的主他关心我们的每一个生活。
Our wonderful Lord cares about all of our lives.
他愿意照顾我们，因为他是慈悲怜悯的救主。
He's very much willing to take care of us because he's a merciful Lord.
那这位奇妙的救主他就是我们今天晚上要来分享的对象。
This wonderful Savior is a person that we will share with you tonight.
因为他带给我们生命的生命之道。
Because he has brought us the word of life.
我们现在奉主耶稣的圣名跟大家一起来查考分享喜乐的生命之道。
And now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with everyone the topic of joyful fellowship with the word of life.
从这个题目看来，今天晚上所要跟大家分享的这个主题就是生命的道理。
From the topic, you can see that the content we're about to share tonight with you is about the word of life.
这个生命的道理要改变我们的生命真的能够有满足的喜乐。
This word of life will change our lives so that our life will be filled with satisfaction.
那这一个生命的道理是我们众弟兄姐妹已经体验也领受的，愿意跟我们众朋友一起来分享。
The word of life is already been experienced by all the brothers and sisters, and we're very much willing to share with everyone.
所以我们今天晚上呢，要来谈一谈什么叫做生命的道理。
So this evening, I'd like to share with everyone and talk about what is the word of life.
这个生命的道理是怎么样显明出来的？我们人本来是不知道的。
How did the word of life manifest itself once we did not know?
那这个生命的道理要带给我们什么样的改变？
And what kind of transformation would this word of life bring us?
当我们的生命真的能够有神有这个救主以后，我们会活出怎么样一个喜乐的人生？
Once our life has the existence of Christ, how should we live out this life?
这个生命之道在圣经里面，它就直截了当这样定义。
The definition of word of life is stated in the Bible.
我们请翻开约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
新约圣经约翰一书第一章。
It's in the New Testament, 1 John chapter 1.
在启示录的前面一个小 一本小书。小书卷约翰一书第一章第一节。
John chapter one, First John chapter one, verse one.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。第二节。
Verse two.
这生命已经显明出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。第三节。
Verse three.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是以父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。第四节。
Verse four.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Verse one. That which was the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse two.The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
从这段圣经，他一开头就讲，这个生命之道是从起初就有的。
From this passage, we can see that this word of life came from the beginning of life.
所以这个生命其实是这个生命本身就是亘古长存的。
And so this life is eternal.
从创世的时候就存在。
It existed even back in the beginning.
那这个生命之道，它现在显明出来，让这个约翰一书的作者他们可以亲眼看见，可以亲手摸过的。
This word of life has been manifested so that the author of this first John have personally heard and handled with his hands.
所以他们是可以体验的。
So they experienced it.
那这个生命的道也是所有生命的源头。
This word of life is also the source of all life.
因为他说他是永远的生命。
Because this is an eternal life.
那这个生命是这个作者本身他们要传讲的重点。
This life is the theme, the focus, which the author of this book wants to preach.
因为在这个道里面，我们将得到永远的生命。
Because it is in the word that we will receive eternal life.
所以这个起初就有的生命之道是什么意思？
What does it mean that this word of life from the beginning?
他说说，他其实是一开始就与父同在的。
And it existed in the beginning with the Father.
因为第二节他里说，这是从起初就原有的，他也是本来就是与父同在的。
And in verse 2, it tells us that this word of life was with the Father and was manifested to us.
那所以这个描述就让我们先了解这个生命之道，这一个道理，它古时候就存在，然后它现在是本来就是跟天父一起长存的。
So this passage, we can understand that this word of life existed back in the beginning and existed with the Heavenly Father.
那这一段描述其实跟约翰福音第一章的第一节是一样的。
This description matches what's described in the book of John chapter 1.
我们请看约翰福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to book of John chapter 1 verse 1.
约翰福音一章一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第二节说，这道太初与神同在。
Verse 2, He was in the beginning with God.
那所以现在在讲这个道理，这个道本身是有生命的，它是有位格，就是一个好像在介绍一个真实的东西，让我们可以明白的。
And here tells us that this word existed in the beginning. It is introducing something that we should understand.
它不是只是一个思想或者是一种理论。
It is not just a philosophy or a school of thoughts.
它是真实存在过。
But it actually existed.
现在继续在存在。
And even now, it continues to exist.
我们都知道圣经里面在介绍这位神的时候，他说神是亘古常在者。
And we know that from the Bible, when it describes God, it tells us that God is everlasting, exists in the beginning.
圣经在介绍的神是自有拥有的神。
The God that's introduced in this Bible is a self-existing God.
他是永远不会改变的。
And he never changes.
他是自己有，永远有。
And he exists by himself and exists forever.
他是不是被造的。
He was not created.
本来就存在。
Because he existed by himself.
他是所有万物的起头。
He was the source of everything that was created.
所以这位神是亘古常在，他说这个起初就跟神同在的道，那这个道与神同在，所以这个道本身也是亘古常在的。
And this word existed in the beginning with God, so the word also existed in the beginning.
所以它是永恒的。
So this word is eternal.
那这个永恒这个道呢，现在它要让人可以看得见，听得见。它就是要变得跟我们人这个肉体一样才可以、啊、
The word that is eternal, in order for us to see it and touch it, it has to be just like us.
就是说，它要有一个物质，让我们可以真的体验。
That means that this word needs to be materialized so that it's something becomes something we can experience.
因为福音的作者跟约翰一书的作者应该是同样的人。
We believe that the author for Book of John is the same author as the Book of First John.
他在介绍这个生命之道的时候。
When he introduces this word of life,
他特别要强调，他就是神成为人要来完成救恩的那一个执行人。
And he emphasized that he is the executor who executes the fact that God came to this world to save men.
所以圣经说，这个福音的创始者就是耶稣基督。
That's why the Bible tells us that the author, the beginner of this gospel is Lord Jesus Christ.
那他是反过来这样解释的。
But he explained it from a different perspective.
我们看约翰福音一章十四节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1 verse 14.
约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
John chapter 1 verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
这里特别强调说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Here it tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
那这位成肉身的是谁呢？
Who is it that became the flesh?
我们现在看第十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
第十七节说。
Verse 17.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
这个道成肉身住在我们中间，带来充充满满的恩典跟真理的这个。具体人就是耶稣基督。
The word became flesh, dwelt among us, and gave us full of grace and truth, and this person is Lord Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督他成为肉身，在我们当中，在我们人间生活过。
So Lord Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us.
他是神成为肉身。
He was God, came to this world in flesh.
所以后来在使徒保罗的书信里面，他就这样子说，这样一个道理叫做奥秘，敬虔的奥秘。
And the Apostle Paul mentioned this as a mystery.
我们现在看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 13.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
三章十六节说，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Verse 16, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory.
这一句话在介绍耶稣基督。
This passage introduces Lord Jesus Christ.
他是神在肉身显现。
That he came, he is God who came to the world in flesh.
他来，他是被天使看见的。
That he came and he was seen by the angels.
他是被传在外邦的。
And that he was preached to the Gentiles.
被世人信服的。
And he was believed on in the world.
最后他被接到荣耀里去。
And at last he was received up in glory.
所以这一段话其实在把主耶稣基督一生把它做一个非常完整的综合。
And this passage is a perfect summary of a life of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天有很多人因着耶稣基督他这个生命的道理，他们改变了。
Today, many people's lives are transformed because the word of life.
当一个人信服了这个生命之道以后，
Once a person believes this word of life,
其实他接下来就是要领受主耶稣所应许的，在他的生命里面有更新，有满足，有喜乐。
Then he will go through the renewal of spirit promised by Lord Jesus Christ, and his life will be transformed.
这个耶稣基督的来到其实不是突然来的。
The coming of Lord Jesus Christ was not a coincidence.
我们今天我们在座的每一个人出现都不是计划当中来的。
And all of us sitting here today was not just a mere coincidence.
我们都是父母亲结婚之后生下来的结果。
That we are byproducts of our parents coming together.
我们父母亲要生我们的时候，有时候是没有计划的。
Sometimes when our parents give pregnant or give birth to us, it was not planned.
有时候是意外生下来的。
Sometimes it was an accident.
我们有一个姐妹意外生了老三。
There was a sister who accidentally got pregnant and gave a birth to a third child.
真的不想生了。
She actually didn't want to have any more kids.
因为知道生孩子很痛苦。
Because it's very painful to go through labor.
养孩子更累。
It's very tiring to raise a child.
以后要照顾孩子，责任更大。
It's a lot of responsibility to raise a child.
所以她本来不想生孩子的。
And at first she didn't want to have another one.
哪里知道，意外不小心又怀孕了。
But she actually got pregnant again.
所以当这个孩子呢被生下来的时候，这个父母亲本来想说随便养了。
And after this child was born, his parents thought that she will just let her grow up by herself.
但是这个老三被生下来的时候，通常自己眼睛都很亮，所以呢，很凡事都很主动，不会去麻烦他的父母亲，哥哥姐姐就帮他照顾好好的。
But because being the third child, she was very self-sufficient. She never bothered her parents.
他知道父母亲没有时间照顾他。
Because the third child usually knows that the parents don't have time to take care of him.
所以他眼睛很亮，就看着哥哥走一做什么，他就跟着做什么。
And so their eyes are usually very bright and just follow the steps of his brothers or sisters.
结果后来他这个最小的儿女呢，成为这个父母亲很好的这个安慰者。
And this third child actually became a great comforter for his mother and father.
因为当孩子长大以后。
Because after he grew up.
就是他的这个另外两个大的长大以后，还有一个小的作伴。
After the first two older ones grew up, the parents still have this little child as their companion.
后来这个父母亲就很感谢，还好后来又多生了这一个小的。
Because of this, the parents gave thanks to God because at least they have another small child at home.
那本来很不喜欢的，但是后来发现说这个就是神赏赐的礼物。
At first, they did not like the third one very much, but then they realized that this is actually a gift from God.
这在说明说我们今天很多人来到人间有时候是你家父母亲本来不想要的，后来没有办法就被生下来了。
And what this tells us is that some of us came to this world not by plans of our parents, but they didn't have a choice.
但其实是神有更高的旨意，是 做父母亲的不了解而已。
But God actually had a greater plans that even the parents didn't understand at the time.
但是我们这个是我们每一个人来到人间的这个现实，有可能是这样子的。
And this could be the fact for why some people are in this world.
当然，我们有的人是父母亲这样子啊，精心计划生下来的也有啊。
And there are others that were born because of planning, detailed planning by their parents.
但是我们的出生，我们的来到，这个都不是哦，被神。早就知道好，别人有讲过的没有，我们都没有这样子。
But our birth was not predicted or prophesied by anyone in the past.
没有人说哦，某某人在什么时候要生一个什么人，然后取名叫什么名字，然后他以后做什么事。
Nobody ever prophesied that a certain day a person will be born and a name should be given to us.
但是主耶稣基督他不一样。
But yet Lord Jesus was different.
他在出生前的700多年，神就借着先知预告他的来到。
700 years before his birth, God already prophesied about his birth by the prophets.
就已经说明他要做什么工作。
God already said what kind of work he will complete.
他要担负什么角色。
And what kind of role he will play in the world.
我们看以赛亚书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
有一子是给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For unto us a child is given, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
你看他这里给了这个儿子，这个男孩子，他说所有的政权呢，权力都在他的肩头上。
And that the son, that all the power, the government will be upon his shoulder.
那这个一个人有这么大的权力，其实是因为他有要扮演不同的角色。
For a person to have such great power is because he is playing a very different, important role.
他这些角色都不是一般的人能够承受的。
And the roles that he plays is not an ordinary role that anybody else can play.
其实他这里说他的名称作奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，这里面没有一个是名字。
And his name is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. None of it is an actual name.
其实都在讲他扮演的角色，他做什么工作。
All of these are descriptions of what kind of work he will complete.
这个名字就没有真正的名字没有给出来。
And it did not give an actual name.
因为时候还没有到。
It's because the time has not yet come.
但是先说明他以后要做什么。
But the Bible first prophesied about his work.
他是要我们最好的参谋，他是奇妙的策士。
That he is our best wonderful counselor.
我们什么事情请教他都可以得到解答，得到帮助。
We can consult him with any problems we might have and our problems should be solved.
接下去就直接说明他就是全能的神。
And the next is describe him as a mighty God.
他就是永在的父。
He was the everlasting father.
所以他是儿子，但是他也是永远存在的父。
He was a son, but he's also an everlasting father.
他是全能的，没有在他没有难成的事情。
He is almighty. Nothing is hard in his hand.
所以他是神，他是父，他又是和平的君，他带来的是和平的福音。
So he is God. He is father. He's also the prince of peace.
他要让人跟神之间真的可以建立和平。
And he is here to reconcile us with God and establish true peace.
让愿意相信他的人，每一个人都可以和平。
So that anyone who is willing to believe in God can be reconciled.
这个就在其实，在这么久以前就在预告这一位生命之道的来到了。
And this word of life was already prophesied many years ago.
他是生命的源头。
He was the origin of life.
所以他来到人间，要为这个黑暗的世界带来一道真光。
His coming will bring a ray of sunshine into this dark world.
等到主耶稣基督他真的要来到人间的时候
，When Lord Jesus truly came to the world，
其实天父真神就预备了一个旷野的声音来向众人宣告。
The Heavenly Father already prepared a voice in the desert to proclaim to everyone.
天使就开始去报佳音了。
And the angels are spreading the good news.
通知当时候的牧羊人。
And the angels notify all the shepherds at the time.
今天在大卫的城里要为我们生下一位救主。
And the angels proclaim that in the city of David tonight, a savior will be born.
他来到是要做什么？
And what's the purpose of his coming?
他要把生命，真正永远的生命带给所有的世人。
He came so that he can bring the true word of life to everyone.
为什么本来人活的本来不是就有生命了吗？
And for us, the fact that we're alive, don't we already have a life?
但是为什么他来了，他又要重新给我们生命呢？
Why is it that when he comes, he will give us life again?
我们来看一节经节，看再看回来，约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节说，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men.
六节说光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Verse 5, and the light shines into the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it.
这里说生命在他里头。
Here it tells us that in him was life.
这个他其实指的是耶稣基督。
Him here refers to Lord Jesus Christ.
就是这个与神太初与神同在的这位道。
And that is a word that existed in the beginning with God.
生命在他里面，他说这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
那这个就是人的光，其实它那个动词的时态是过去式的，就是过去发生过的。
And the life was the light of men. This is in the past tense.
这句话其实在说明人第一个人亚当他在犯罪以前，他真的是他的生命是充满光啊，是。跟生命联系的，本来就是拥有永远的生命的。
What this tells us that before Adam has sinned, his life was in the light. His life was tied with the light.
但是后来他这个生命丧失了，他这个光也没有了。
After he sinned, he lost the life and he lost the light.
所以犯罪人的犯罪。让这个生命跟光就消失，进入黑暗里。
Because men have sinned, so we lost the light and the life, and now we are in darkness.
所以这个生命的道，他现在来了，要把这个生命重新让人可以离开黑暗，进入光明里面，人的生命重新被点燃起来，活起来。
This word of life comes so that we can leave the darkness, our life can be reignited.
那这个光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
This light shines into the darkness, and the darkness does not comprehend it.
在说明，当耶稣基督来到人间以后
，And what this tells us is that after Lord Jesus came to the world,
这个世界的人他不会认识，他不认识他。
And the people in the world did not know him.
这个黑暗不接受光，表示说这个人的心呢，不愿意接受耶稣他带来这个美好的福音呢。
The darkness does not comprehend it means that people in this world does not want to accept the gospel news.
就是说人已经习惯活在这个黑暗当中了。
That is to say that we're already used to living in the darkness.
那就不愿意离开这个罪的生活。
So we don't want to leave this life of sins.
但其实耶稣基督他道成肉身，目的就是要重新把这个生命带给每一个愿意相信的人。
But Lord Jesus came to the world in flesh so that he can bring this word of life to anyone who's willing to believe him.
要让人得到更丰盛的生命。
So that all of us can receive an even more abundant life.
所以耶稣基督他在传福音的时候。
So when Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel,
他是这样宣告的。
This is what he proclaimed.
约翰福音八章十二节说。
In John chapter 8 verse 12.
他说我是世界的光。
He is the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走了。
And those who follow him will no longer walk in the darkness.
跟从我的要走在必要得着生命的光。
And those who follow him shall have the light of life.
所以这个生命之道，我们就看到它带来了一个光，让我们可以看清楚我们人心的现况。它让我们可以分辨什么是黑暗的，什么是光明的。
So this word of life.Come so that we can see clearly our current state and we know what's right from wrong.
它是一个真光，是跟世界这个日光不一样的。
He is the true light. It's different from the light of the world.
主耶稣基督来到人间以后
，After Lord Jesus came to the world,
他其实对当时代的人产生一个很巨大的影响。
He had a great influence on the people who were living during his time.
因为当时一些理论呢，都没有办法接受。圣洁的神能够成为肉身在我们当中一起生活。
Because the people at the time they could not comprehend how that God can come to the flesh and live amongst us.
因为在大概2000年前，在中东一带有一种思想，就是认为人可以靠着知识可以得救的。
2,000 years ago in the Middle Eastern area, there's a school of thoughts that people can rely on their knowledge and studies to be saved.
他们坚持一个原则，就是善恶二元论。
And that they believe in a theory of good and evil.
就是 dualism， 就是两个，就是善跟恶是分开的。
And they believe that the good and evil are separated.
他们认为至善的神不可能进入这个物质、这个污秽的物质世界里面啊，成为肉身。
People at the time believed that this holy God will not enter into this filthy world to live among us.
所以当主耶稣他来，他告诉我们说他是道成肉身的时候。
So when Lord Jesus came to the world and told us that he came in flesh.
当时候很多人用这个思想去检查的时候，认为不能接受。
And according to the school of thoughts, many people couldn't accept this.
他们认为圣洁的神不可能成为人，那这个耶稣到底是谁啊？
They believe that the Holy God could not come to this world in flesh, so who is Lord Jesus Christ?
他们认为耶稣只是一个道德标准很高的、很高超的，像圣人一样的。
They believe that Lord Jesus perhaps was just a saint who held a very high ethical standard.
他很值得我们人世人的效法。
He may be worthy for us to emulate.
所以他们是认为说，耶稣基督被钉十字架，这是有一个过程，他是被神收养的，他只是一个养子，他不是真正神成为人呐。
And they believe that Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross. He was adopted by God. He was not the true Son of God.
他们把耶稣的神性否决掉。
And that they have completely denied the divine nature of God.
所以他们认为耶稣只是人而已啊。
They believe that Lord Jesus was a human.
那另外一种讲法，他认为说这个神呢，这个神会被钉在十字架上，这很不可能的。
Another school of thoughts believe that it is impossible for God to be crucified on the cross.
他们认为耶稣基督只是被钉十字架是一个幻影。
They believe that Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross. This is just merely an image.
圣洁的神怎么可能在这个罪恶人间受苦呢？
Because how can a holy God be suffering in this world?
所以他们认为耶稣基督只是一个影子而已啦。
They believe that Lord Jesus was just a shadow.
他们当时候有一派人否定耶稣的人性。
And there is a school of people that denied the human nature of God.
他们不相信耶稣基督就是来拯救世人的救主。
They did not believe that Lord Jesus was Savior came to this world to save us.
他们认为要靠着特别的知识才能够将人从这个肉体的这个瑕疵当中救出来。
They believe that they have to rely on their knowledge so that they can deliver themselves from the bondage of sin.
啊，这样的思想叫做诺斯底主义。
And this school of thought is called the Gnostic.
那这个其实就指着靠知识可以得救的。
And these people believe that they can be saved by knowledge.
他们认为的得救跟我们认为的得救不一样。
Their salvation is different from our understanding of salvation.
其实这种2000年前存在的这种异端思想，今天在美国这个社会重新复活起来了。
But the heresy that existed 2,000 years ago is starting to appear in the society today.
今天在圣地亚哥，在拉斯维加斯，都有一种教会，其实就是2000年前的诺斯底主义思想的教会。
And in today in San Diego or Las Vegas, there's a group of church that is very similar to the teaching by the Gnostics.
他们认为没有地狱。
They believe that there's no Hades.
慈爱的神怎么会把人下地狱呢？
How can a loving, merciful God put people in Hades?
所以他们只强调爱。
So they only emphasize on love.
他们不相信神会刑罚人。
They don't believe that God will punish.
所以有很多的思想就变得很奇怪了。
So there's a lot of thinking that is very strange.
但其实我们如果从圣经看，
But from the Bible,
这个使徒他们特别强调，这个生命已经显明出来的。
The apostles emphasize that this word has already been manifested.
是他们曾经看过、曾经摸过的。
It's something that they have seen and they have handled.
也是他们特别要做见证去传达的信息。
And this is the message that they are testifying.
所以耶稣基督是神特别要显给世人的那永远的生命。
So Lord Jesus is the eternal life that God has given to this world.
我们现在看回来约翰一书第一章的第二节。
Turn back to 1 John chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现给我们那永远的生命传给你们。
Verse 2, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was the Father and was manifested to us.
在这个永远的生命里面就是充充满满的恩典和真理了。
And that in this eternal life is filled with truth and love.
所以当时候这个约翰他做见证他所要传达的信息就要强调耶稣基督就是我们的救主他是道成肉身的真神。
When John bear witness,and spread the gospel, he is spreading the gospel that Lord Jesus is our Savior.
他当时候一直强调这一点因为当时候这个异端这个思想影响很多那时候的基督徒。
He especially emphasizes it because the heresies at the time had influenced a lot of believers.
所以约翰一书是这个使徒约翰他特别写的信他要告诉当时候的信徒不要被这种异端的思想影响了。
The book of First John was a letter, epistle written by John to inform the believers at the time not to be influenced by the heresies.
我们看约翰一书第四章的第二节。
Let's turn to First John chapter 4, verse 2.
第四章第二节说：“凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。”
Verse 2.By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God.
所以他在强调这个肉身实际上的显现在我们当中像我们有血肉之躯能够了解我们人间的痛苦的那一位救主了。
And he's emphasizing that this word of life came to this world and he's a savior that came in flesh with flesh and blood and he understands our pain.
他为什么能够成为救主
Why can he become our savior?
因为他是没有罪的。
It's because he was sinless.
我们人今天在这个世界生活，其实有时候我们常常觉得很痛苦，是因为罪造成的结果。
Today we live in this world. A lot of times we feel very troublesome because we are bonded by sins.
我们在认识耶稣以前，在了解这个救恩之前，我们很多人都不知道为什么人间会有这些苦楚。
Before we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we once didn't understand why there's so much pain in this world.
那时候很多人就把它归成这个所谓的命运。
And people might say that this is just a fate.
因为人没有办法了解这个生命的这个奥秘。
Because as a human, we don't understand the mystery of life.
他不知道生命从哪里来，生命到底要往哪里去。生命有一个创造主在掌管我们的生活。
Because we didn't understand where we came from, where we will go after we die, we didn't realize that there is a God that controls our life.
因为不认识，所以只能够把它归作命运呢。
It is because of our ignorance that we think that this is just fate.
但其实不是这样子。
But the truth is not so.
这位神他是看顾人的。
This God is a God that looks after us.
人是他造的。
Men, us, we are created by him.
人现在受苦，他都知道。
He knows of all of our sufferings.
所以他现在要来成为肉身，要来解决我们人，要把我们人救出来。
So now he came to the world in flesh so that we can be saved.
约翰一书第二章第二节他这样说。
In 1 John chapter 2 verse 2.
第二节说这位耶稣是义者。第一章后面第二章第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
我们有一位中保就是义者耶稣基督了。
And that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
他是那个是公义的。第二节说他为我们的罪做了挽回祭不是单为我们的罪也是为普天下人的罪。
Verse 2, and he himself is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
约翰他传的信息就是耶稣是神是道成肉身来的神。
The message that John is preaching is that Lord Jesus was the God came in world in flesh.
他来了是要做我们人跟神之间的中保。
He came so that he can be the propitiation between us and God.
是为普天下人的罪来作为赎罪祭的。
And that he himself was the propitiation of our sins.
那也就是说要作为赎罪祭就是要流血。
To be an propitiation means that he had to shed his blood.
因为罪要被解决一定要记得流血这个过程。
Because for a sin to be forgiven, it had to shed blood.
因为罪的代价最后就是死亡生命丧失了。
Because the wage of sin is death and a life is lost.
现在要把它重新赎回来一定要牺牲要流血舍命。
So in order to redeem it back, we have to lose our life, we have to shed blood.
那这样的一个愿意甘心献上自己舍弃生命是我们人都还不懂的时候耶稣基督他就这样先做了。
And Lord Jesus, before we even understood this, He already gave up His life and sacrifice for us.
我们先看约翰一书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
主耶稣基督他的作为让我们了解什么叫做爱。
The action of Lord Jesus, help us understand what is love.
第三章十六节说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。
Verse 16, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us.
耶稣基督他是为我们人的罪来舍弃他自己的生命，啊，让我们人的罪在神面前能够得到赦免，不会惹神愤怒了。
Lord Jesus laid down his life for us so that before God we will not provoke the wrath of God.
如果没有爱，他就不会舍命。
Without love, he would have never done this for us.
所以我们就知道这个什么是爱？这个爱就是在这个地方，神的爱就显明出来。
So we know this is love. This is how the love of God was manifested.
我们都知道，我们在人间，你看，有时候不管是夫妻之间、父子之间，你看那个爱就是通常都是要愿意付出、愿意牺牲的。
And the love in this world, whether it's between a husband and wife or father or son, a love is usually shown as one person sacrifice for another.
当我们知道说某一个人愿意为我们的缘故牺牲的时候，他有这个爱就会感动。
When we realize another person sacrificed for us because of love, we're often very touched by it.
但是如果发现说，哎，他都不愿意为我牺牲，没有这个愿意牺牲的这种心他就觉得没有爱了。
If a person realizes that the other person never wants to sacrifice for his behalf, then he doesn't feel any love.
那没有爱，没有愿意牺牲的这个爱，有时候连夫妻都会吵架。
Without this sacrificial love, sometimes even a husband or a wife will fight.
最近跟一位弟兄在谈话的时候，
recently had a conversation with a brother.
他就跟我说，他跟他太太分开了，
He
分开住了。
He told me that he was separated from his wife.
暂时分开。
They separated temporarily.
就问他说为什么要暂时分开。
So I asked him, why are you separated temporarily?
他就告诉我原因了。
So he told me the reason.
结果呢，他那个原因竟然就是我们那天在加入团契啊，长庚团契，在团契的时候，我们李执事娘所讲的笑话，那一句话。
And that we had a fellowship, a Caleb fellowship. During the fellowship, that Sister Lee said a joke, and the reason had to do with that joke.
就是一个做儿子、做丈夫的，他现在妈妈跟太太啊，问他这样一个问题。
So a husband and a son.Was asked a question by his wife.
他的太太，如果我跟你的妈妈两个掉在水里面去，你现在要去救谁？你要先救谁
？And his wife asked him a question today. If I fall in the water with your mother, who will you save first?
我们知道这个是长久以来做儿子的难题嘛，哈。
Do you know that this is the most difficult question a son can ever be asked?
你要说要救妈妈呢，这个做妻子就哇，脸色就变了，你不爱我。
If you say that you'll save your mother first, then your wife will be very upset because you don't love her.
那如果要救太太
，If you choose to save the wife first,
那这个妈妈就说我白养了，养这个儿子没用。
Then the mother will say that I have raised you for nothing.
所以到底要救哪一个都不行。
And so you can't pick the right decision.
结果我们你就这样讲笑话，就是后来说妈妈学会游泳了。
And so Sister Lee, then her joke is that the mother later learned how to swim.
妈妈学会游泳，如果掉到水里面去，妈妈会游泳就没事啊。
So if the mother knows how to swim and if both fall in the water, then she'll be okay.
那当然想说，那这样子，在这种情况下，应该就是救太太啊。
And so under the circumstance, you would think that it's natural to just save your wife first.
结果现在这个做太太，她还是一定要确定说，她这个做丈夫的很爱她才可以。
And but this wife still wanted to make sure that this husband loved her very much.
所以他的想要答案就是说，我不管怎么样，一定要救你上来就对了啦。我很爱你，愿意为你舍命。
What she wanted to hear is that no matter what, that he would have picked her first and saved her first because he loved her.
所以妈妈学会游泳之后，好，现在两个人掉到水里面去了。
And so now that the mother knows how to swim, if one day they both fall in the water,
想说这个做儿子应该就是理所当然救儿子啊，救这个太太啦。
And the son, of course, naturally you want to save the wife first.
结果这个做先生的跟太太说，你死定了。
And so, little does she know that the husband told her that you will definitely die.
因为我也不会游泳。
And because I don't know how to swim either.
我跳下来救你也救不起来啊。
So that I can save you anyway.
但是我的妈妈会游泳。
But my mom knows how to swim.
那我妈妈会救谁呢？
所以 who do you think my mom will pick first?
想就知道了。
just have to think about this.
那所以现在这个做太太其实很在意，就是说我这个做丈夫的竟然不愿意救我，不愿意为我舍命，她就很不能接受。
But what this wife is struggling with is the fact that her husband will not save her first.
结果我们这位弟兄啊，他就真的碰到这个问题了。
And this is a problem that our brother encountered.
他的回答竟然是说，我当然救我妈妈。
So his answer is, of course I will save my mother first.
他的太太就很生气。
And his wife was very mad.
他说，那我跟你结婚做什么？
And she says, then what's the point of marrying to you?
你又不爱我。
You don't even love me.
你的妈妈还有其他兄弟可以救，我只有一个，我只有你啊。
That your mother has other sons and daughters that will save her, but I only have you.
所以你不救我，你救你妈妈，那我干嘛跟你结婚
？And if you don't save me first, and you save your mother instead, what's the point of marrying you?
当然，这当中还有很多原因在后面呢。
And of course, there's other reasons as well.
就是因为他觉得说应该要救妈妈才对啊。
Because this brother thinks that it's the right thing to do is to save your mother first.
后来，你的问题就没办法，好像没有解决，他就。后来说暂时分开好了，不然等一下吵架。
And because they can't reach an agreement, so they decided to separate temporarily.
后来我就把李执事娘讲的这个笑话讲给他听。
So I told the joke that Sister Lee told me.
他就恍然大悟了。
Then all of a sudden he understood.
他就发现原来他太太最想要就是他愿意为他舍命。
And he realized that what his wife wanted to hear the most.Is that he's willing to sacrifice his life for her?
因为这个动作才显明他真的很爱她。
Is because this action will prove that he really loves her.
所以你看，我们知道今天如果一个人愿意为我们舍命，我们才知道什么叫做爱。
So today, if a person is willing to die for us, then we know that that person loves us.
所以耶稣基督为我们舍命。
So Lord Jesus Christ died for us.
从此我们就知道什么叫做爱了。
And then we know what is love.
所以你看，今天我们一个人如果被主耶稣基督的救恩感动过的人。
So today, if a person has been touched by the love of Christ,
他有这个爱以后，他在对人，他就态度就不一样。
Once this person experiences the love, then he will treat others differently.
我们一个人原本这个像石头那么刚硬的心就被爱融化。
Our heart once was hard as a stone, will be melted by love.
所以这个道成肉身，他让我们了解什么叫做爱。
This word came to flesh to help us understand what is love.
那这个是实际上可以体验的。
And this is something that we can experience.
他这个爱要借着我们再进一步的领受主耶稣所应许的圣灵来更确认。
And this love can be affirmed and proven even more by the Holy Spirit that's promised by God.
耶稣基督他来设立救恩以后。
After Lord Jesus established salvation,
工作完成之后，他就离开了，回去天上了。
He ascended back to heaven after his work was completed.
这个救恩在世上一直在进行，他的门徒继续在传播。
But in the world, his disciples continue to spread his gospel.
这个爱要让每一个愿意跟从耶稣人都能够体会到。
And this love is for everyone that is willing to follow Jesus.
所以约翰一书的第三章第二十四节。
In 1 John chapter 3, verse 24.
我们现在请看3章24节。
3:24.
遵守神命令的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面。我们所以知道神住在我们里头，是因为他所赐给我们的圣灵。
Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. By this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us.
这个特别讲到说，这个有一个圣灵要住在我们里面，让我们可以体验这个。神与我们同在。
Here tells us that a spirit will be given to us so that we can experience that God abides with us.
那这个住在我们里面这个圣灵是要做什么
？So what is the spirit that is given to us? What is the purpose of the spirit?
我们现在看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Book of Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章的第五节。
Romans 5 verse 5.
五章五节。最后那一句话特别说，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Verse 5, now,
第五节。
The love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
所以特别强调说，这个圣灵其实是要让我们去体验神的爱，让我们了解神就与我们同在，在我们的，跟我们住在一起的。
This Holy Spirit is to help us understand the love of God.And abides with us so that we know God is with us.
所以耶稣基督他来了，肉身显现，让我们可以体验，可以，我们可以真的去了解什么叫做爱。
So Lord Jesus came to this world in flesh to help us understand what is love.
那看回来约翰一书第一章啊。
Let's turn back to 1 John chapter 1.
接下来他提到第五节说。
In verse 5.
他说神就是光。
And that God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
That in him there's no darkness at all.
这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
And this is a message which we have heard from him and declared to you.
他现在约翰一书的作者这个使徒约翰呢、啊、他现在传给大家的信息是他说耶稣基督是这个永远的生命道成肉身来的。
The author, Apostle John, the message he's proclaimed to everyone is that、this God came to this world in flesh.
告诉我们什么叫做爱。
And he is here to tell us what is love.
接下来他告诉我们什么叫做光明。
Then he went on and teaches what is light.
他说神就是光，在他里面没有黑暗。
He tells us that God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all.
也就是说，这位光明的神来到人间呢、啊。
And that is to say that this glorious God came to this world.
那这个耶稣基督，他就是世上的光，他就是这位光明的神来人间成为真光，来照亮这个黑暗世界的。
And Lord Jesus Christ is glorious God that came to this world to bring the light.
所以约翰福音在提到耶稣的宣告的时候，主耶稣就说：“我就是世上的光。”
In Book of John, Lord Jesus proclaimed that He is the light of the world.
他是真光哦。
He is the true light.
看约翰一书第二章的第八节。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 2 verse 8.
第八节哦。
Verse 8.
再者我所写给你们是一条新命令，在主是真的，在你们也是真的，因为黑暗渐渐过去，真光已经照耀了。
Verse 8 Again a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining.
这在说明主耶稣基督他就是这个世上的真光。
And this tells us that Lord Jesus is the true light in the world.
真光就是他要让人真的看到价值，能够分辨方向的，绝对不会搞错的。
This true light will help us discern the value of life and help us find our right direction.
现在作者使徒他自己已经体验到。
The apostle has already experienced this.
他现在要把这个信息让所有人一起来分享，来一起来享受。
And now he wants to spread the message so that everyone can share it.
所以他说，凡信从耶稣的人，其实就是从光黑暗当中。进入光明里了。
And he said that anyone who believes has already entered into the light.
我们在耶稣基督里面，我们就是行在光明当中的。
When we are in Christ, we are living in the light.
所以使徒保罗他的信息就说，我们今天在耶稣里面成为光明之子。
The message of Apostle Paul is that today in Christ we become the son of light.
在罪恶底下，人好像在黑暗当中生活。
That under the bondage of sin, we are living under the restriction of sin.
什么叫做在黑暗当中呢？
What does it mean to live in the darkness?
你看我们今天在世上生活，也不是日头照好人，也照坏人，所以我们不管是怎样的人，每天早上都可以享受这个像加州这样子，每天阳光普照，让我们真的觉得心里很舒服。
Whether or not you are someone who does good or does evil, the sun still shines on you. You can still enjoy the sunshine.
所以这里的黑暗不是指的这个物质有阳光的这个黑暗跟没有阳光的这个有阳光的或没有阳光的黑暗和光明。
So the darkness here is not referring to the light brought by the sun.
而是当我们人在罪里面的时候。
But rather, it's referring to us living in the sin.
我们人是按着我们肉体的情欲在行事的。
That when we are living by the lustful desires.
我们就是跟随这个世界的潮流，今世的风俗。
When we are following the culture and the trend of the world.
你看我们人往往就会贪行种种的污秽不义的事情。
Then we have lust after all this unethical, unrighteous things.
所以一般呢，你看人一般你很自然的，那学坏很快。小孩子你不教他，三天就学坏了。
And it's very natural for us to learn the bad things. You don't even have to teach a child to do wrong things.
他反正很快哦，他这个现在孩子学习能力很好，那个东西一拿来摸一摸摸就会了。
Our children are very active in learning, and they're very smart. They familiarize themselves with something new in just a few days.
真的特别的，你看那个要学恶事，很快就学会，但是要做好事，要学好，学很久学不来。
It's rather easy for them to learn the evil things. It's harder to teach them the right values.
所以人在黑暗当中走习惯了以后，真的要去行在光明当中，被害怕的、恐惧的。
So when we're used to walk in the darkness, it's actually scary to walk in the light.
那光明之子是什么？
What does it mean to be the son of light?
就是行事为人像光明的，光明正大的。
And that is someone whose action is like sunlight.
所以以弗所书第五章来讲，我们光明之子就是什么？就是我们就是真的是良善的，是公义的，是诚实的。
In Book of Ephesians chapter 5, it tells us that as son of light, that we have to practice righteousness. We have to walk in the light.
在我们的生命当中，他说没有那个暗昧的事情。
And that in us there will be no darkness.
每一件事情都可以。放在阳光下被检查的。
That everything can be laid out in the sun and be examined.
所以我们的心胸，我们的行事为人都是光明正大，都是诚诚实实。
So our hearts, our actions are all very righteous and in the open.
这个就是约翰他所要传达的这个信息，他愿意跟众人一起来分享。
This is a message that Apostle John wants to spread and wants to share with everyone.
耶稣是神道成肉身。
That is Lord Jesus is God came to the world in flesh.
他就是告诉我们什么叫做爱，让我们人可以被爱感动。
He came to tell us what is love, and so that we can be touched by His love.
让我们了解神就是光。
He helped us understand that God is light.
信神的人跟随耶稣的人就在光明当中行走。
And those who believe in Lord Jesus and walk with Him is walking the light.
我们生命是可以改变的。
Our life can be transformed.
我们可以跟真的是。脱离这个世界污秽的影响。
That we can depart from the trend and the filth of the world.
作者约翰他自己领受过了以后。
After the author John experienced this.
他说他要把这样一个美好的信息跟众人分享。
That he wanted to share this wonderful message with everyone.
所以约翰一书第一章第三节说。
In First John chapter 1 verse 3.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们是要使你们与我们相交，就是跟我们一起来，我们愿意跟你们来分享。
And that which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you may have fellowship with us.
这个相交就是团契的意思，就是分享的意思。
To have fellowship means to share.
所以这个道理，这个信息本身就是要让众人一起来享受的。
So this word, this message is meant for everyone to share.
你看我们有什么好东西就想要跟好朋友分享。
If we have something nice, something good, we always want to share with our friends.
那在这个分享过程当中，我们人就是一种交流。
So during this fellowship, this sharing is a way of communicating.
当我们把我们的喜乐跟人分享的时候，我们的喜乐可以加很多很多倍的。
If we share with others our joy, then our joy can be exponentially greater.
你看，如果好东西你自己吃啊，你自己吃的满足了，笑一笑，高兴一下而已啊。
If you eat something that's very tasty, you might just be satisfied.
但是如果让众人都一起来享受
，But if you share the tasty food with everyone,
一起高兴啊
，Then everyone can have joy together.
那个做的人哦，看到就很喜乐。
Then the person that made the food is even more joyful.
所以我们有一个姐妹很会做东西啊。
We have a sister that is very good at cooking.
就很乐意的把她所做的东西跟众人一起来分享，哇，大家都觉得一吃完就心花怒放了啊，精神都好了。
She is very willing to share her cooking with everyone, so when everyone tastes her good cooking, everyone will be very joyful.
大家就感受到她的爱。
And everyone will experience her love.
所以你看，这个人跟人之间哦，就变得很温暖。
And between one person to another, there is warmth between them.
所以这个人与人的团契，这个分享，就是因为有这样一个道理的一种传递以后哦，人就会觉得更亲密。
And once we have this fellowship, we will feel that we're closer to one another.
好，接下来他说，我们就是跟父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And truly, your fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
也就是说，使徒他自己本身，他是跟神有这个美好的团契沟通。
And the apostle himself have had this wonderful fellowship with God.
他们本身亲自体验过这个生命之道。
They have experienced this word of life.
他们知道什么叫做属灵的快乐。
They know what is the spiritual joy.
他们在耶稣基督里面得到满足的喜乐的。
They have been satisfied in the spirit with Lord Jesus.
就告诉我们说，我们今天人如果愿意借着这个信息，也能够体会到人跟神之间可以有这么亲密的沟通。
And what this tells us is that through the message of God today, we also can have this wonderful fellowship with God.
所以让我们人可以真的很放心的说，我们有一个。我们事实上是可以到神面前来得到帮助，然后能够得到什么问题都可以得到释放，得到解决。
And so as men, we are confident that if we come before God, our problems will be solved and we will be satisfied.
那有了这样一个人跟人之间的团契，人跟神之间属灵的沟通以后，那我们每一个人的喜乐就满足。
Once we have this fellowship with one another and have the spiritual fellowship with God, our life can be fulfilled.
所以第一章的第四节说。
So in chapter 1, verse 4,
我们将这些话写给你们，是使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be complete.
就告诉我们说，这个生命之道是让每一个人都可以真的得到喜乐的。
And what this tells us is that this word of life will bring a joy to everyone.
那当我们都能够跟众人一起来分享这个生命之道以后，我们的喜乐可以充足，充充满满的。
Once we share with everyone concerning the word of life, then all of our joy may be full.
所以你看，当我们人领受这个生命之道以后
，So after we receive this word of life，
你看，在分享的人，他看到哇，大家有这样的改变，他自己本身也很满足。
The person that is sharing with other people, once they see that everybody is joyful, then the person can be satisfied too.
那如果每一个人都愿意把这个生命的道理把它活出来，把它行出来。
If everyone is willing to live out this word of life，
我们每一个人其实本身在行的人本身就满足。
Then the person that puts the word of life into action the joy can be full.
我们现在看约翰二书第四节。
Let's turn to 2 John, verse 4.
约翰二书第四节。
2 John, verse 4.
我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的，我就甚欢喜。
I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we receive commandment from the Father.
这个满足喜乐哦，这个满足哦，是从看到每一个人都愿意来遵行真理啊。
This rejoice, this joy came because he has seen that people practice the commandments of God.
这个就是生命之道。
This is the word of life.
看约翰三书第四节。
Turn to 3 John verse 4.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
这个都在说明这个生命之道带来的喜乐是怎么得到的。
And this tells us how we obtain the joy that is brought by the word of life.
今天我们领受一个信息，我们听了会很高兴。
Today, when we receive a gospel message, we may be joyful.
但是如果我们没有把它行出来，
But if we don't live out this word,
没有真的去体验。
And we don't experience it.
这个听了这个喜乐，也许可能就是在这个我们大家在这里有这个环境，在这个时间点，我们觉得好很不错。
And this joy may be very limited to such location at this moment.
但是等到你要回到家去了。
But after we go home,
你在自己的生活，在自己的环境里面。
And when you're living in your own environment,
可能是觉得说，哎，这个喜乐好像没有在当时候在教会听到你的时候这么感动，这么好。
You may think that this joy was not as touching as once you experience while you're in church.
但其实这个是可以改变的。
But this can be changed.
当我们愿意把它行出来的时候。
Because when we're willing to live out this word.
每一个人这个生命改变你我们自己的每一个人的满足都增加了，喜乐增加了。
If our life is transformed, then all of our joy can be added.
那这个生命的这个生命之道的行出来以后，会带来很具体的改变，就是在约翰一书第五节开始。第六节开始
our life can be transformed if we live out this word of life, and this is in 1 John.
我们今天领受生命之道了以后，我们是成为光明之子，是与神相交，行在光明当中的。
Today, after we receive this word of life, we become the son of light, and we have fellowship with God.
第一章第五节说，
Chapter 1, verse 5.
神就是光，在那毫无黑暗。
That God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
好，所以他的意思就是说，今天如果我们领受这个生命之道，
And what this tells us is that today after we receive this word of life,
那么其实我们喜乐充足了，
And our joy is full,
我们生命接下来应该跟着改变，
Then our life should be transformed.
从第六节开始到第十节，
From verse 6 to verse 10,
这里面有一个 这一段有一个特色，
There is a characteristics in this passage.
就是这五节里面每一句每一节都说我们若怎么样就会怎么样。
That in each verse, it starts by saying if we do something, then there will be consequence.
那这个五个条件都是相关的。
And all of these five conditions are all related.
第五，这个也在说明说我们今天在领受这个生命之道，我们生命会带来的更新改变。
And today after we receive this word of life, our life will be changed and transformed.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
一定会实现。
This will come true.
第六节说
，Verse 6，
我们若说是与神相交，却能在黑暗里行，就是说谎，不行真理的。
Verse 6， if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
也就是说，当我们真的能够体会到与神团契的这个智慧以后，我们人一定不会行在黑暗里了。
That is to say that once we have a fellowship with God, we for sure will not walk in the darkness longer.
第七节说
Verse 7.
我们若在光明当中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交，使他儿子耶稣的血也就洗净我们一切的罪。
Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
这里说我们行在光明中的时候，我们就能够真的彼此团契。
And here tells us that if we walk in the light, then we can have fellowship with one another.
我们像神一样，神的儿子行在光明当中。
We can be like Son of God, walk in the light.
每一个人的生命都是可以互通的。
And that our life can be, we can have fellowship.
我们行在光明当中。
That we walk in the light.
是因为耶稣的血，他洗净我们的罪。
It's because the blood of Lord Jesus has cleansed us of our sins.
不是我们自己能够选择，我要行在光明里面。
It is not us choosing that we want to walk in the light.
其实是因为耶稣的爱临到我们的。
But it is because, rather, the love of Lord Jesus came to us.
他的血不断地洗净我们的罪。
And that his blood continually washing away our sins.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面的人。
So those who live in Jesus Christ.
我们对罪会很敏感。
We are very sensitive to sins.
我们会很害怕玷污我们的这个白衣。
We are very fearful that we may defile this white linen.
我们会常常祈求主耶稣基督来怜悯我们。
We will often plead to God that He have mercy on us.
第八节
Verse 8.
我们若说自己无罪，就是自欺，真理就不在我们心里了。
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
真光要让我们看到，我们真的人不完全，我们很多罪。真的需要神怜悯的地方。
The true light will help us see that we are imperfect, that we need God's truth.
那当我们看到自己的不完全。
When we see our own imperfections.
第九节说。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
所以这要让我们每一个人都能够愿意在神面前谦卑认罪。
And because of this, we need to be humble and admit our sins.
第十节说
Verse 10.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，他的道就不在我们心里了。
Verse 10. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
我们就会认识我们自己本身本来就是污秽、不配得这样恩典的人。
We understand that we are people that are filthy, that are unworthy of this grace.
主耶稣知道我们的软弱。
But Lord Jesus knows of our weakness.
他知道人的极限。
He knows our limitations.
所以他愿意来拯救我们。
So he's willing to come and save us.
我们认罪的人就会愿意接受耶稣基督的救赎。
And those who admit to our sins will be willing to receive his salvation.
我们一个人能够领受这个生命之道的人。
So for a person that received this word of life.
我们罪可以被赦免。
That our sins can be forgiven.
我们真的可以行在光明当中。
Then we can truly walk in the light.
能够成为光明之子。
We can be the sons of light.
结出生命美好的果子。
And we can produce the wonderful spiritual fruits.
我们所有的朋友跟一起来领受这个喜乐的生命之道。
And we hope that all our family friends can receive this word of life with us.
我们一起来唱诗。
So let us sing a hymn together.
240首。
240.